Grant Chaps, who joins us now. Grant, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Now, looking at this poster, it does seem as though a little bit of photoshopping might have been undertaken on both of the pictures. Can you confirm that?
I think you can assume that is the case, not only because Ed Miliband standing outside Downing Street on the first, but also Ed Miliband with his arm around Alex Salmond on the second image, for those who haven't seen
no,
it.
We know that, but what about the pictures of Ed Miliband himself, both of which seem to have been touched up to make him look a bit weirder than he actually is?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't with the with the designer on it, but I don't think...
Grant, you're the chairman of the Conservative Party. You are the chairman of the Conservative Party. Did you not sign this poster off? Did you not think to yourself that doesn't look quite like the Ed Miliband I know and love?
I don't think we're saying to anybody or pretending to anybody that these are kind of, you know, this is clearly a mocked up poster, and so clearly there's Photoshop work, and that's not the point. The point of the poster is that, you know, the nightmare of having Alex Salmond prop up an Ed Miliband government, not only would Ed Miliband then be in sort of cahoots or whatever the unions are telling him to do, pushing him around in every direction, as has always been the case, but then actually Alex Salmond, who doesn't even stand for election in England, Wales, Northern Ireland, telling everybody else what should.
Well, hang on a minute. If he's elected to Parliament, he's a United Kingdom MP. It is a United Kingdom Parliament. It's not yet an English Parliament. So why shouldn't he have a role in government, just as Danny Alexander does?
Well, look, I just don't believe that he should. This is very straightforward. This is why Conservatives are now the only party offering English votes for English laws.